Sound of Merseyside time, 9:15 on your Friday. I love those two tunes. Great entrance to Sound of Merseyside. That bit of Wiley, first of all. Right, let's have a chat with Gibbo. Welcome to the new home.
I know, it's nice, isn't it? It's flash.
Yeah, too flash for us.
Well, maybe me, not you, Steve, you know what I mean? You're radio royalty, but it's maybe I'm a bit concerned because there is a lot of television screens and I'm worried I'm going to get overstimulated or distracted. So I'm going to have to focus on the rock star we have with us today.
Absolutely. You were more used to...
absolutely disgusting. You've done that. I feel horrible.
It's a welcome return for...
on, yeah, well, it's Banners or Mike, as he's known to his friends, family, and passport. So yeah, Mike Nelson, who's a Scouser, who we've had on before, who's over making waves over in North America. So it's always nice when he comes back and says hello and
yeah, thanks
tells
for having
us
me.
All about his life.
How you doing?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, in terms of being a Scouser, I think when I first went to Canada, no one had any idea what I was saying. And my accent's not very strong at all. No. You go over there, so I'm worried I've developed this like transatlantic ridiculous nonsense that I'm going to
Mike,
try.
No one would know you're a Scouser.
Exactly.
Absolutely not a chance.
No, that's what I mean. And you go over there and you say things on a stage or in an interview and they just look at you like, what are you saying? So
where's he from?
So yeah, you've toned it down.
I've toned it down, yeah, and I'm worried that I get back here and everyone's like, what are you doing?
So, you basically want to live here, don't you? But the reality is you're doing pretty well over
there.
Yeah,
I mean, Liverpool's a hard place to not live in, to be honest with you. I think it's good Liverpool because all my friends are still here. You know what I mean? It's not like you leave and a bunch of other people leave. You still have WhatsApp groups of people being like, right, where are we going out on Saturday night? You know, and that's all you want to do is just be back in Liverpool and hanging out, watching football as well. But I can't complain.
He's taking in the match on Sunday. You're making sure you're taking the match on Sunday.
I wouldn't not do that. Yeah. I'm dead excited. Yeah.
Right. So back to Canada soon. Just give us sort of a potted idea of what you've been up to since we last saw you. So a year and a half.
Yeah.
How have things gone?
Yeah, it's going well. Yeah. It's just a case of, it's funny how, obviously, music is such an emotional thing, but realistically, you're just trying to build up a number of businesses, aren't you? Really, like a live business and a TV kind of one, you know, in terms of music you have on there. So it's all just like kind of building quite nicely, really. Toronto has been really supportive. So it's nice to have that little kind of, you know, that home base thing that you can then branch out, you know, and there's a bit of income there and you can pay your bills and then you can branch out and try to crack America, which is not an easy nut to crack.
It's big.
Yeah, it's really big. That's the thing about America is you have to fly to the places a lot, whereas in England it's so small you can just drive, do a gig, drive back home again. But America really is, if you've got something working, you've got to go and get on a plane and then go and
they want you to go as well, don't they?
They really do, more so there, I think, than here.
Yeah.
They really like you to turn up and pretend to be their best mate, you know? And then
the American way, the values.
Yeah, it's mad, but that's just how they do it.
Do they want you to sort of infiltrate it? Because you're quite close to the American border, aren't you?
Yeah,
in Toronto. So do they want you to infiltrate into the Northern America? I know Canada is North America, really, isn't it? But do they want you to get across that border?
Yeah, I mean, a lot. I mean, my record label is Ireland, which is in New York, you see, so they really concentrate on America, really. And it's quite reactive in that if a song is reacting in one of the markets there, then you kind of go across to, had a song that was really working in Denver, for example, so you fly to Denver and all that stuff, and then San Francisco, a little bit. So just
what
like,
do they like in Denver?
Well, my music, apparently, for some reason. But it's very high up, so I don't know if that's messing with their brains or something like that, but yeah.
Isn't that interesting how they would test different cities? I mean, we don't do that in the radio market way.
And I think the way Spotify works, and you can physically see the numbers, can't you? There's lots of metrics that I think it's different now in terms of what works for radio. I think you have to prove that it can work on Spotify or different things, even Shazams, things like that. Then it's an easier sell to radio to get them to play it.
Yeah, a lot more radio stations over there. But you're covering a lot of ground, as you say.
Yeah.
And to give an idea, so if you're on one side of Canada and you had to get to the other, you're talking how many hours on a plane?
Oh, well, I mean, I did a tour that ended in San Diego once, and it was about a 40-hour drive back to Toronto, I think.
What?
Yeah, it's mad. I used to think that a 6-hour drive was a long one. And now, if you wake up in the morning and you're on tour and it's like, we've only got to drive 10 hours today, you're like, I'll take that. That's fine.
So next time you're going to Crystal Palace, Gibbo, don't you
stop
moaning about anything. Yeah. That's proper touring, isn't
it? Yeah, no, it is. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's hardcore.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's absolutely brilliant, you know, that you can turn up. I've been quite lucky, really, in that I've never really done a long drive and no one's turned up, which is quite obviously a common thing. So that'll be pretty heartbreaking, I think.
That must be tough as a young upcoming band. You're trying to get your name out there. You're doing all those long journeys and you're getting sort of minimal crowds or...
Yeah, you never know what you're kind of going to get when you go to a new city, but that's quite exciting as well. And you've got to think of it, well, if there's 10 people there, then it's obviously not very many, but if it's there are going to be 10 new people who've not heard your music before, and is that better than just playing to your mates all the time in Liverpool who, you know, who've heard it before and who are really just coming because they want to support you and they're gonna have a drink after. So it's just kind of slowly building it up, and you know, you can't expect to go to kind of a new place if you're an emerging band and suddenly have a fan base. And that's what, when I speak to Timo from T-Street, who's obviously one of the more successful bands in Liverpool, and he always says, like, you know, they'd have to go back to places three or four times, and you know, but gradually build up, and then by the fourth time, you know, you've sold it out. But you just need to kind of have that persistence, really.
Definitely is persistence, isn't it? Just on a tangent, and we're talking about Toronto. So I saw pictures last week of the Niagara Falls having frozen.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? I mean, I lived in Toronto for a year.
No way.
When I was 6 years old. Yeah. But I do remember it. We went under the Niagara Falls in the boat sort of thing.
Yeah.
But the idea of the Niagara Falls freezing is
wild,
wrong.
Isn't it?
That must be cold over there.
Yeah, it's funny when people complain about cold here, and it's like, yeah, but it's minus 30 in Toronto, so do you want to just buy a coat or something? What they do get, though, is they do get a proper summer, I would say. So it's kind of worth it, I think. You take the cold because you get about 5 months
balance,
of being dead on. Yeah, so... Yeah,
right. We're going to play your latest tune in a moment or two. Have you had quite a lot out in the past 12 months? Or
I guess so. Yeah, this one is a song I wrote when I was in LA actually. So it's a bit you can sort of hear that I think it's a bit sunshiny.
Sunset Boulevard.
Oh, exactly. Yeah,
it's got an East Coast feel to it.
Yeah, my God. Have you ever been to LA?
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it?
It's a weird city.
Yeah, it's mad.
You're just in a car most of the time, aren't you? Yeah. I think. So this is one I put out a few months ago, and it's doing okay. I think it's this is the one that was on the radio in Denver. So,
and so it must be good. Yeah. Right, we'll play the latest tune from Banners in just a moment or two. 9:23. Sorry, I forgot I was on the radio. Then we're just having a chat in the studio about Canada and America and Donald Trump and all sorts of things. Right, Banners is here. I don't like saying Banners, a.k.a.
Yeah,
Mike.
It's weird, isn't it?
It's a bit odd, isn't it?
It's really weird.
I don't want to call you Mike. I would just call you Banners.
The funny thing is, like, when someone's like, oh, you know, in America, what's your band called? And I would be like, oh, it's called Banners. And they would be like, what? And now I've had to go, oh, it's called Banners. And then they're like, oh, okay. It just saves you loads of time. It's absolutely horrible, but it just saves you a lot of time. So.
Right, let's play your very latest song. Someone to You. Can you give us an idea of the inspiration behind it or not?
I just wanted to make my record label happy, and this was not really. It was just I was just doing a bunch of writing sessions in LA, and I wrote it with my friend Sam Hollander, who's really, really good at it. And it's writing sessions are good because they just make you think a bit differently about it all. I think this one's a bit different, really. So let me know what you think.
Heart, no body and no road home. I want to be somebody to someone. And if the sun starts setting, the sky goes cold, and if the clouds get heavy and start to fall, I really need somebody to call my own. I want to somebody to someone. Oh, I never had nobody and no road home. I wanna be somebody to someone. And if the sun starts setting, the sky goes cold, and if the clouds get heavy and start to fall, I really need somebody to call my own. I wanna be somebody to someone. Someone to you. Someone to you. Someone to you. Someone to you.
And someone to you. Absolutely brilliant.
It's huge. It's huge, isn't it?
I love that.
Yeah.
He sort of downplayed it. I think it sounds quite anthemic.
Yeah, no,
to be honest.
Yeah. You can imagine the stadium with everyone bouncing up and down,
yeah,
can't you?
Do you know what it is,
huge,
though? I think the reason, I'm not down on it at all, I'm well into
don't,
it.
Don't. And stuff.
The reason is that there's no space to breathe in it. I forgot to put space to breathe in it.
So when you get to the end, you're exhausted.
Yeah, because it was like, it's a writing session. So it was like, oh, that's a good melody and that's a good rhythm. And we'll do that. And then we'll put that bit on there. We'll put that bit on there. And it's only when you go to play it live, it's like, oh, wait a minute. I can't breathe. Like, I'm going to faint. So
basically, everyone enjoys it except you.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's so energetic. You've got to kind of jump around a bit. So I think for me, it's like, oh, you know, you look at your set list. It's like, what's next? It's like, oh, no. This ordeal. But no, I'm proud of it and people seem to like it, so that's good.
I think it's absolutely excellent. Has it had a lot of airplay then? In
yeah,
Canada,
yeah, yeah. It's mainly
Denver.
In America more than Canada. It's been on a few cool markets. There's a big they're like satellite radio in America. I don't know if you ever listened to that. There's a big satellite radio station called Alt Nation that played it a bunch and yeah, there's been a few people got onto it, which is really good. Yeah.
Have a little look at some of the top acts that we expect to be bursting through this year on Merseyside. And we've also got some ones to watch as well. We've still got Banners with us in the studio. And before Gibbo comes back, let me just see if I can get rid of that. There we go. Get rid of the bed. Right. What's the next 12 months going to hold for yourself?
I've got a tour of America and Canada coming up, which will be good. Loads of driving.
How many months is that?
Oh, it's only about, the first one's about 19 dates, so that'll be like a month.
Is that all right, 19 dates? Is that
totally
relatively?
Fine. It's totally fine, yeah.
Right.
And then there'll just be more through the year as we figure it all out. There's a few festivals this year, which is good, because they're the best ones, really.
Is that what you really enjoy?
Yeah, you just go and be warm somewhere in America, you know, and I don't know, there's no pressure on them, really. People are just coming to have a nice time, so you go and blast out your 30 minutes of your fastest songs, and then have a wander around. It's really nice.
Sounds the ideal lifestyle.
Yeah,
doesn't
I mean, it's different to like a headline gig where you have a lot more opportunity, I guess, to do, you know, have an arc of all the songs and stuff. And people come for a very specific thing. But it's all good. It's all playing live, which is great.
Right, so back on the road.
Yeah.
What's that massive festival in the US? Loop.
Oh, Lollapalooza. Lollapalooza. Yeah, I played
that
one once.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They go crazy for that now, don't they?
They do, yeah. Weirdly, there's loads of slightly smaller festivals that Lollapalooza is so vast and so big. Mm. It's actually nicer to play the smaller ones sometimes, you know, and you can just... I don't really know. There's a lot more expected of you, I think, on those bigger festivals, a lot more precious.
That's where you need to be, Banners. Yeah. Right, let's introduce our next guest. It's Kath Ball.
Yeah, from Get Into This, we wanted someone to come in from Get Into This because they do a night called Deep Cuts, and it's the first birthday, which is very, very exciting. So Kath's come in to tell us all about that and just generally how exciting, vibrant and cool the music scene is in Liverpool at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, Liverpool, I mean, I think the last 5 years or so, we've definitely seen a swell of quality products when it comes to new music.
And Liverpool is very well served when it comes to small venues. That's one of our powers. I think you'll agree with you, John, that we're very well served. The venues are very clean. That's very important. If you go to some other cities, you find the smaller venues, they are not that lovely to go to. You know, well lit, good for women to go in. So we're very well served when it comes to that. And yeah, we've got an awful lot of fresh talent. And over at Get Into This, that's our bread and butter, really. It's supporting new and emerging artists, not just locally, but from around the world as well. So yeah, so we've got the Deep Cuts night. We've been going 12 months now. We do these gigs at the Buyers Club, which is, I think, is probably one of the best venues for young artists in Liverpool. Wouldn't you agree, John?
Yeah, and it's got the history as well. Yeah. So it's a really, really nice space.
Yeah, yeah. So it's our first birthday tonight. It's really exciting. So we've got quite a few bands. We've got Rongo Rongo are launching their new single. They're sort of the headliner. Euclid, the single it's called. We've got, who else have we got? We've got King Hannah. Have you seen King Hannah? She's just a remarkable singer. She's just really dark, beautiful songs, but she's still quite early in her career yet, so that's going to be so exciting. When she starts launching properly, that's going to be absolutely amazing. Who else have we got?
Well, I'll tell you what, we've got a bit of Rongo Rongo. Should we just play it?
This is the new single, yeah.
Here we go. There we go, that's Rongo Rongo. Sorry, we haven't got loads of time, so we'll just have to play some snippets of these, but they're going to be on tonight, yeah?
Yeah, it's going to be a really good one tonight because we've got quite a few bands on. Mm. It's quite an array of bands are different. We've got grime and hip-hop, we've got DJs as well, we've got MCs, so it's going to be a really good varied evening.
A meeting of cultures. Right, how would you rate 2017 then?
2017, for local bands, good. Very good. I think 2018
good,
is going
but
to
not
be
excellent.
Better. I think 2018 is going to be better.
John?
I think
that's a fair summary. I think there's quite a few bands who were kind of ready to kick on to the next step. And funny enough, Pale Rider, one of them who were on the night as well, and they're getting a lot of buzz at the moment. And it feels like there's quite a few bands who are either signing up with labels or doing really strong things on their own as well. And so it feels like next year we could have a few jump kind of through like we did a couple of years ago with the likes of Clean Cut Kid.
Yeah, I think 2017 was a year of very new bands starting and just, starting to lay a bit of groundwork, whereas 2018, they're really going to start launching themselves. Joe Mary, who we've got performing tonight, who are from Birkenhead, very theatrical, often to be seen singing in their underpants.
I was going to say, don't expect them to be wearing the clothes at the end, what they wear at the start.
What I like about Joe Mary is that they do put on a performance. Yeah. They're not one of those groups that just stand there and
just
look at
clothes.
The floor. But it's a very exciting, stimulating performance, and that's one of the things I really enjoy about them. And there's a lot of groups like that, as King Hannah.
You're telling me they perform naked?
No.
In the Undercrackers. It's fine. It's fine. Okay. Good, clean fun, Steve. It's
banners to go with that?
But it's
I'm going to have a little think about touring in the future. Yeah. I think.
They start fully clothed, but then by the end...
Very
they just...
quickly. It's usually by the end of the first song in my experience.
we've got some Joe Mary, though, if people want to hear...
And have we? Which one's this one? Is it the wife song?
That's the one. That's the one.
Okay, let me just move this on to it. Here we go. Yeah, I'm imagining that thrash and some sort of naked vibe going on behind it all.
But they do have quality songs. It's not just gimmicky. So, yeah.
Okay.
No, they do really good. And nice guys as well.
Very good indeed. Right, so another 12 months. You say you want more, you want it to step up in quality in the next 12 months.
I think it's because it's more that, the last 12 months has been sort of smaller bands who are gently pushing through. So I think they're going to emerge a bit more in 2018 is what I'm saying. But You know, there's lots of things happening in Liverpool. There's gigs on every night. I mean, the only problem with Liverpool sometimes is that people aren't always willing to go and see bands that they're not familiar with, which is something that over at Getting to This we do. That's why one of our passions is to promote local, new, fresh talent as much as we possibly can, because there's often a reluctance in Liverpool for people to go and see people they just don't know. That's part of our raison d'etre, if you like, is to push fresh meat, as we call it.
Meat. let's play our final clip. Who's this, John?
It's Bill Nixon, isn't it? Yeah, Bill Nixon with Polaroids.
He's great.
That's Bill Nixon also on tonight?
Yeah, Bill Nixon's an example of someone who's at the very start of his career, but he's started to make very strong waves already. I've seen him about 3 or 4 times, and every time I see him, he gets more confident and he's writing more songs as he goes ahead. So I think he's a really exciting prospect for Merseyside. I'm very excited about Bill Nixon.
Right, remind everyone tonight. Sorry, it feels like you've not been in long enough, Kath, but we're almost finished.
At the Buyers Club, I think doors open at 7 o'clock. It's just a fiver on the door. I think we've got about 6 or 7 bands on, plus DJs. Please stay. Come and enjoy the fun. You probably see most of the Getting to This writers on the door at some point taking your cash. So if you're in a band, pass us a demo. I'll have a word
Kath
with
will
us.
Be there. We'll
give
get
us a SoundCloud link.
We'll get her back in the future to talk a little bit more extensively. Banners, great to see you as well.
Thank you for having me, mate.
Best of luck with the touring and Canada and everything. I love that song, honestly.
Yes.
I hope it gets played later.
I finally made it. Steve Honestall's into it.
Yeah.
That's all I ever wanted, Steve.
Because the singer never breathes in between.
Like seeing someone work.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.